What does he do? Does he get like stuck in like an ankle thing that pulls him up? Like a lever, like a pulley lever system that pulls him up?
I think he just gets...
It's got to be a factory, right?
It's a factory or it's like a spa or something.
Has there ever been a buddy cop movie that didn't involve a factory?
Or
a warehouse?
I don't know. But they go and Tucker gets pulled aside by the guy, or like one of his henchmen, and he's got him either at knife point or gun point, and he's like, "You have one more choice to make again, Jackie. Is it gonna be your partner or me?" And Jackie is overwhelmed with guilt from the previous altercation he had with the guy, so he's like, "It'll be you that gets away." So he saves Tucker, and Tucker's like, "What'd you do that for? You could have gotten him."
In a retrospective scene, later, not a introspective scene, after that one, Chris Tucker's sitting on a pier. There's some crashing waves.
No.
There's a piano.
No.
And he's just thinking about, wow, Jackie's a good guy.
No, he's not thinking about that. The only way that it culminates is that then Tucker saves his life some point in the movie. And he's like, gotcha back.
Okay, but that's, I feel like... him
you
letting...
like to have a lot of scenes on piers where people are thinking to themselves.
Okay, well, I like to
in
think...
movies like Top Gun and Rush Hour.
I like to think that that's part of the one that's a choice that the director made to have Jackie Chan save Chris Tucker's life to make them come closer together a little bit.
Okay, here's what then happens.
Tell me more.
They get back to the station and they're like, what did you guys do going in there unarmed or something? And Jackie's like, I knew I could do it. And Tucker's like, yeah, we could have done it. And then he's like, you're off the case. You're taking this now.
Oh, now they're going rogue.
They go rogue.
Because, I mean, what buddy cop movie doesn't have the part where they go rogue?
They go rogue after they wait for a bit. Like they're staking out and they see the guy. Mm-hmm. And when the moment they go rogue is that Tucker's like, there he is, man. He got your partner and all that. Because there was a... how they got connected more was right after the first altercation that they both experienced with the guy.
They have a talk.
He's like, why didn't you go after him? And he's like, I already made the mistake once. I'm not going to make it again. And Tucker's like, he killed your partner. And then it goes to the police thing, they get off the case. Then when they're going around, like, doing crossing guard duty or something, which is hilarious.
I'm sure. I bet it's very hilarious because Chris Tucker keeps making cars almost crash into each other.
No, he's just, like, really bored, and then like, he's trying to flirt with ladies, and they just laugh at him. He's like, Jackie, come on. Why are we doing this? And he's like, because we have to.
You know, because Jackie's an upstanding citizen.
Yeah, he's a good cop.
He's an upstanding, not an upstanding citizen of America, an upstanding citizen of the world.
Of the world.
I'm also learning from when you said, he killed your partner, is that Chris Tucker does not have a soft voice.
No, he doesn't.
No, he cannot do a soft voice.
Anyway, so they're doing crossing guard duty, and so... Jackie's like, it's because we have to. It's what we were assigned to do. He's like, and that guy killed your partner and almost killed me? And he's taunting you now, Jackie. He's taunting you.
What if one of the mob like cars drove by while they're doing traffic cop duty?
Well, then this is what sort of inspires it. It's not at that moment, but they see it, and then they're just laughing. And like he looks at Jackie, the mob boss guy. He looks at him, and he's like, I see they've got you where you need to be, or something.
Oh.
And that rubs Tucker, not as much as it rubs Jackie, but Tucker's more vocal about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, we gotta get these guys. And so they write down the plate numbers. No, they don't. That's not an interesting part of a buddy cop movie in, like, Rush Hour.
They take a picture.
With what?
With their brains.
With their brains, sure.
Well, there's something that stands
out. No, they
out
see it, and then Jackie's like, we have to do it. And then they see that car later.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what are you doing sitting here? We're going
no,
in.
There's a part on a boat. I know there's a part on a boat.
That's the end.
That's the end. But do they drive the car onto the boat because they're putting shipments onto the boat of some like illegal substance.
Sure. Cause
okay, and you know how they have to get on the boat. Is like the boat has to be like pulling out of dock, and they have to like drive onto the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is actually, I think I'm getting a lot of this from that Liam Neeson movie Taken.
Okay. Anyway, we have to get from point A to point B though. So
they haven't gone around yet. Looking for them.
They're out. They're just driving in their traffic guard uniforms.
Oh, that's cute.
And they're
like
just driving. And then
are they eating ice cream?
Not eating ice cream.
Well, I like to think that Jackie Chan looks very serious. Chris Tucker looks very serious, but Chris Tucker's also eating ice cream or something.
The only way that works is if they're being very serious, and then Jackie Chan walks back with ice cream. He's like, "What are you getting ice cream for?" "It's cold. It's good." It's good. I like it.
That was a very good Jackie Chan. It's cold. It's good.
It's cold. It's good. You want? You want the other ice cream? And it's like, man, okay. And he takes it, and then
they drive.
At some point, they dance.
They do?
They go like, they do that. They do the head.
Okay. Are they in a club when they do that?
No, this is just when they're driving around at some point, but it's not there yet.
Okay, so
they're in their traffic uniforms eating ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see the car, and
like coming up with scenes that were definitely not the movie.
It's not the movie, but it works okay. Okay, so they're in the car, and this is a little bit like Hot Fuzz, but I do like the idea that...
Wait, they did eat ice cream in a car in Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, and I'm taking the same joke from it, but... So you're like, there it is, let's go. Jackie's like, oh, I've got this ice cream. He eats it fast, gets a brain freeze. But that is just a Hot Fuzz joke.
Don't they eat ice cream in every Nick Frost?
In Shaun of the Dead, in their color coded, like it's three different ice cream kinds. There's a red, there's a strawberry one, and that's Shaun of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a blue one for Hot Fuzz. And I forget what the third one is, but it's not Paul, because that...
Is it Attack the Block?
No, that doesn't have Simon Pegg. And
he didn't have anything to do with it at all.
I don't think he did. He might have liked it.
Oh, I think, no, they're filming that one right now. Yeah. That's besides the point. So they're driving around. It's getting a little, like, they've been driving around for a while without anything. So Chris Tucker turns on the radio and Jackie Chan's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Well, if we're driving around, we might as well have some tunes."
No, I already said... Because they aren't dancing in the traffic uniforms. This is a little bit further on when they're happier and more joyful.
Is this the end of the movie?
It's not the end of the movie, but it's a little bit further on. Because right now, we are...
Are they bonding right now? Is that basically
bonding.
What's happening?
They're
okay.
Bonding a little
is
bit.
Is that a love interest?
Not at this point.
Okay.
If there is, it's one that Chris Tucker is interested in, and then she ends up being interested in Jackie Chan.
Oh, okay.
That's how that's going to work out.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, they see the car, they follow it, it goes towards a warehouse, and then Chris Tucker stops the car, and Jackie Chan's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm going in." He's like, "We can't go in, we're not on the case." And he goes, "Screw the case, man, I'm going in." And he takes off his traffic uniform thing. Jackie Chan waits in the car a second, then takes off his and follows him and says, "You can't do this." And he's talking to him the whole time that they're walking up. And then it gets this sort of a whisper, like a loud, like, "You can't do this. You're not gay." And then they...
Shows them as a bickering couple.
Yeah, sort of thing. Then they look in and... they see a bunch of people. They go in, they fight them, but the mob boss isn't there. They get some information.
But they succeed.
They succeed.
And that's why they're happier. And that's why they get to do the head-turning thing, right, when they're driving around more. I'm just trying to figure out where the happiness thing comes in.
The happiness thing is either after they have a failure of some kind, and then Chris Tucker turns on the radio, and he's like, "Let me cheer us up." And he starts doing it, and then Jackie Chan's like, "Okay." And then he starts doing it. But they succeed in their thing. They get some info. But then they hear that, I don't know. how they get a little bit sad and then happy by the dancing thing.
Well, they say, like, we got this information, but no mob boss. That's when they get sad, like, how are we ever really going to find the guy? That's what they say. And then Chris Tucker's like, we'll get him, man. We'll get him. And then they get back in the car. They're driving around. Chris Tucker's like, my partner's sad. So he turns on the radio, then they do the shoulder thing. Then, while they're doing the shoulder thing, they notice a suspicious car.
It's all about noticing suspicious cars so far.
Yes, it's called Rush Hour. They get in a car a lot, right? During Rush Hour?
I forgot that it was called that. I never thought that's a good name for this movie.
Okay, well, I feel like cars are important to the plot. They factor.
It's heavily. A factor.
So, they get in the car. And they're doing the dance thing, and then they see another car that's getting onto the boat.
They're just driving by the harbor?
Yeah, they're just driving by the harbor.
Okay, if it's the harbor, then this probably is San Francisco.
Yes. Because I think a lot of these scenes take place in Chinatown, like the warehouse scenes take place in Chinatown.
They have a pretty big Chinatown.
Yeah, I think the biggest in America.
It's either that or New York.
Yeah. So they see that, then they realize that, oh no, the boat's leaving. That's when they drive onto the boat.
But it's not, Tucker who acts reckless in this time.
It's Jackie Chan, because he's really mad, and of course, Chris Tucker's like, what'd you do that for?
No, it's, ah!
You're crazy, man!
Throughout the, you get to see him go bug-eyed and yell in a sword screaming.
That's a Chris Tucker signature.
And it just does that.
I realize we're really not making fun of either of these actors. This is just...
how Rush Hour probably...
Yeah, this is just what they do. So, they get on the boat. It causes a big ruckus.
That brings a ruckus.
It causes a big ruckus. They get out of the truck, or whatever they're in. And
just in a kind of nice car. It's shiny.
It's very shiny. It's probably Chris Tucker's, who's like, you're ruining my car.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's kind of like that thing in Men in Black where Will Smith doesn't want Tommy Lee Jones to drive. That's Men in Black 2. Because he keeps saying old and busted, new hotness. It's kind of like that. But he let Jackie drive his car this time because he's like, this guy's sad. You want him to drive a car. He likes driving cars. Although he doesn't have a license. The American license, I just realized this.
It doesn't matter, he's got a cop license, how about that?
Cop license trumps all. Okay, so they get on the boat, they get out, they fight some guys, I guess, and Chris Tucker does a pretty bad job fighting. Because
he punches one guy.
Okay, and
Jackie got 3-7.
He feels pretty happy about that, right?
Like, and he's like yelling the whole time, and then he turns around and there's just all the people that Jackie got.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a comedic element. Or maybe he thinks that he gets another guy, but it's actually Jackie who got that guy or something. You know what I mean? Then they make it down through the boat. They meet the mob boss guy or something.
And this time, he gets Jackie caught up in something. He's like, oh, the tables have turned. Now your partner must choose.
Yeah.
He chooses Jackie.
Uh-huh.
And there is a Rush Hour 2. Don't know if it's the same mob boss.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're like, we gotta get him now. And then they get him. Which way are you leaning?
I'm leaning towards they get him, but he is the same one in Rush Hour 2. He escapes.
I prefer that it's a different mob boss for Rush Hour 2.
Okay, so they get this mob boss. How do they get the mob boss, though?
He goes on a different boat. And then they get on a jet ski.
Okay, they get...
I like a jet ski. I know it's not how it actually would have gone, but I do like the idea
also like
that they're in a suit, and Chris Tucker's he's like, I'm going to drive, and then Jackie's like, you don't know how to drive a jet ski.
And he's uncomfortable holding on to it. Like, man, why can't I be the driver? So they get to the other boat.
I just saved your life, he says that. Yeah. Okay.
And then they get to the other boat. How do they take him down?
They just both fight him? How about that? Like,
they just fight him, they knock him out, they drag him into the police office, because I feel like that's something that has to do.
I don't think you usually see an actual dragging the person into the
Okay, like, it doesn't show, like...
Yeah, but they get him there.
It shows up. It's one of those things where, like, the bad guy shows up on the doorstep, you know what I mean? Or the, like, in front of the door with, like, a note on it that says, like, "You're welcome, Tucker and Jackie."
No.
"You're welcome, Sonic and Tails." I'm sorry.
No, Tucker's got to take credit for it. He's not the sort of character who would just leave it.
Okay. They have him held up.
There's an explosion in Chinatown near fireworks.
Yeah.
And Chris Tucker's like, "Man, those are some good fireworks."
That's how the movie ends?
No. That's how the fight ends.
Okay.
The boss goes in, boss gets blown up by fireworks.
Okay.
I don't know how. He crashes into the boat that's launching fireworks for something. Chinese New Year.
Okay. Okay, this is our worst resolved ending ever. Alright. What if the mob boss, while they're on the boat, tricks them once more? Gets on their jet ski.
There are too many. There are too many of these tricks that we've had, because he escaped once, a second time, and then a third time with the same ploy.
He's a formidable opponent.
He's not, but they wouldn't end up in the same ploy more than three times. Because you have the first one that establishes it, one where he has to revisit
it.
Okay,
no, it's not like...
where he's put in the position, where Jackie's in the position.
It's not like we got your partner this time, it's just that he makes a run for their jet ski. He gets on the jet ski, they run on foot after him. Once they both get to land, they take his boat back to land. That's where they run, and he runs into the fireworks.
It has to be a chase that gets him into the fireworks. You can't just have it so, like, "I'm driving this jet ski. What's some fireworks?"
Okay, he runs into a fireworks boat. I can deal with that.
No, but that doesn't work either. Sorry, I was trying to... He has to be forced into there. Or be, like, he runs them off somewhere.
What if they just knock him out, and then they do this thing where they drag him into the police department? And Chris Tucker is like, "You're welcome."
Okay. Yeah. I'll get a "you're welcome."
Yeah. And that's kind of how the movie wraps up. They wrap up like, "We should be partners all the time," or something.
And then they do that dance thing, and then it shows... I know Rush Hour has a lot of blooper things at the end of all their movies.
And we're done.
And then there's like three others?
There's two others.
Two others.
I think. But Chris Tucker didn't want to do the third one for a while because he went religious. Like, he wouldn't say bad words and such.
Man!
But he would say "man." But I guess once you need money, you need money. So I guess that is Rush Hour?
Yeah, that's Rush Hour.
All right. Thank you for listening to Very Selfish with Dylan and Matthias. We'll be back next time when we'll have another movie that we're really confused about.
And make up stuff that doesn't... may or may not pertain to it. We look at the plot synopsis afterwards.
Yeah.
So far, we usually get things the opposite way that certain events happen.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.